big sports weekend. Let's begin with tennis. It was all straight sets at Wimbledon. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaway Sports contributor. Nadal won. Serena Williams won. Let's talk about Nadal first.
Well, I think the key thing here with Nadal, the key takeaway is that the whole tournament was about who was going to take over for Federer in terms of the field was much more distributed. There's a lot more good players. People are starting to come up and starting to challenge the dominance of Roger Federer. And Rafael Nadal is the man. He's the number one player in the world, and he was seen as the key person to do that. But still, it was sort of a test to see what was Federer going to do and how was he going to perform. And at the end of the tournament, it became clear, a tournament that started with the longest match of ever
that
ended in less than 2 hours with Roger Federer winning easily. I mean, Rafael Nadal winning
Nadal, his eighth major, actually. And for Serena Williams, also very easy for her.
Very much so. And I think the women's side was just as distributed, just as open, and it was the question, were we just going to see Venus and Serena meet in the final again? And that actually was a surprise, and they did not win in the doubles either. So it was really, for Serena, it was a special time, and she's inching closer to history as well.
Speaking of history, old Europe is all over the World Cup, but Germany made short work of Argentina over the weekend. Listen.
Podolski's got to pick the pass. He goes to Ozil. He looks for closer. Brilliant. Wonderful. Glorious.
Germany are too good for Argentina.
Too good for Messi and company. Too good for Maradona's tactics. Are they going to be too good for the rest of the world?
Sounds like the Sound of Music. Oh, the brilliant, wonderful, glorious Germany. So Germany versus Spain in the semis. Well, what do you make of that?
Yeah, we talked earlier in this tournament about the demise of the European teams, and they're not playing so great. But clearly they are, and the Europeans are dominating in this stage. I do think Germany is an incredibly talented team. They're also very young. Them and Ghana were the youngest teams in the tournament this year. So I think that's a very scary notion
Indeed.
For the rest of the world as well.
Very, very fresh, defeating Argentina 4-0. And Argentina, of course, having all sorts of inter-strife there on the team. Brazil was defeated by the Netherlands 2-1, and they fired their coach.
Tony Dunga, he was, he was focusing on defense, 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 defense. But when it mattered the most in the second half against the Netherlands, the defense did not perform, and that's why they lost 2-1. It was a really disappointing for Brazil, and I think what they're doing is trying to reset their whole coaching and their soccer infrastructure, because they're going to be prepared to host the next World Cup.
So what do you think the finals are going to look like? Does Germany have a chance over Spain? Does Spain get out? Does the Netherlands go all the way?
I don't think Spain gets out. I do think Germany is the favorite here. But I think Javier, who's on the Takeaway staff, said it in the beginning. He said if the team that beats the Netherlands is the team that's going to win. Now it's can Netherlands win? Can the Netherlands win? They've never won a World Cup. They've always come close. But I'm going to root for them on this one in terms of they have the most balanced team. Germany is very, very tough, though.
All right. We'll talk to you when the finals are set. We'll be later on this week. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor.
Good morning.